We give you glory, Father, and we thank you for all the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not preaching today. Glory to Jesus. You'll be glad, maybe. Dalmer and I, when we went to Strasbourg, we left at 8 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. Go down to London somewhere around about just after 10 o'clock. Took our ease, and then Dalmer suddenly realised, oh, he'd forgotten his scarf. And that's railway stations are not noted for being warm places. So he went looking for a scarf. Came back all sold out wherever he went, so no scarf. And he's busy. He's talking to everybody on the telephone. He spends hours on the phone. Spends hours on the phone. I'm like, who's he talking to now? What's he got to say? So I thought, well, one of us has got to do something constructive. We have a 6 to 8 hour journey to our destination, and then we arrive there and we will be straight into ministering the word. So we need some food along the way, some refreshments. So I went off and bought us a fresh salad and bottles of water, and then a nice fresh sandwich we had made each. Dharma's still on the phone. I'm saying, Dharma, what would you like for a sandwich? And he's still on the phone. So finally, you know, finally get a sandwich out of him. And then I'm getting everything ready. I said, Dharma, get off the phone. We've 20 minutes to get to the train. No. He says, we've another hour yet. I says, Dharma, I said, we have 20 minutes. In fact, he said, it's going down to 15 now. Get off that phone now. It's like, no. He would have missed the train if he'd have gone on his own. That's all I've got to say. He would have missed the train if he went on his own. If the only reason I went was to make sure he arrived on time, that's the reason. It must be me, Bill, because when Bill and I went to Holland, we missed the plane. It wasn't directly our fault, but we missed a plane. No, it's something that just, it's this burden I have to bear, obviously, this cross I have to bear at times. But we arrived in Paris in the Northern Station, and you would think it would be easy. He reads French. He speaks French. To find the Eastern Station, to find the metro, and to go from one railway station to another station should be easy when you speak the language. Yes? But no. It goes, and there are signs all over the place. Not one of them relates to Eurostar. The French have still got this attitude at the moment from the Second World War. When the Germans came in, they took all the signs down so that they would confuse them, so they wouldn't know which way to go. And at the moment, they've still not put the signs back up. They're just gradually working on it, you know, so it just leaves everybody confused. That true, isn't it? They ask directions, we get some directions, we have to buy a ticket. So we buy a ticket. Then we struggle to get through the barriers. We get through the barriers. We set off. Did we end up on the wrong platform then?
You went up, I went down. I went to you. I didn't see you. Came back. And then when I saw you up, I had to shout and say, Bishop, down here. And you said, up here.
I don't remember who was right or who was wrong. Finally, we made it. I was right. Oh, that was it, yeah. I was right. He'd gone wandering off, and I'm like, you know, I'm going for it sort of thing. So I'm yelling, Dharma, come up here. And we had to run for the train, I think, if I remember right. And you wouldn't believe it, our carriage was right at the other end of the train. You know, two bags. Next time I'm taking wheels from the bags. Oh. 17 carriages plus. So we finally arrive, get sat on the train, and we're off. Arrive in Strasbourg, we picked up okay, that goes well, didn't it? Meetings went well, thank God, and It was a wonderful time. The presence of God was there, and the people were such a blessing. And they were encouragement as well. And thank God we were able to encourage them. I sat there most of the time not knowing what was going on. We don't speak a word of French, basically, and there they are rattling away in French. And then when you just think you might be understanding some of it, somebody throws in some Lingali. How are you expected to even catch the flow of something when they're mixing two languages together? And then they say to you, did you understand that, Bishop? It's like, how can you understand when you don't even tell me when you're changing languages? So this went on all through the weekend, and I don't know how many languages there might have been going on at times. There's four languages, I believe, in Congo, is there? And in some cases you were using either two or three. So what chance have you got? You just lay back and go with the flow and say, you know, glory to God, let God do what he's going to do, and rejoice and enjoy it. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. And on the way back, Strasbourg, on the way back from the meeting room to the railway station, was empty. There was literally no cars around. But we found out where all the cars were. Is that right, Dharma?
Yes.
They were in the underground car park at the railway station, all queuing, trying to get out, while we were trying to get in. And everybody had to drive across one another. This was typical flow system. No, it wasn't a flow system, it was a crash system. You know, we crept across, you know, and they're fighting to get out, so they're not going to let you come in. It's like, we can't even get into the railway station. Why? Everybody's in the underground car park. There's nobody in Strasbourg. They're all trapped underneath. So again, we had to run for the train. So we get on the train again. It was the other end of the platform we had to run to. But praise God, we arrived and on our way safely. Arrived in Paris, and here I am with my wonderful interpreter, fluent in French. We know where we need to go. We've now arrived at the eastern station, and we now will have to go to the northern station. No problem. We need to get a ticket. Go and get a ticket. No problem. Ask directions. He gets directions. We set off, and we end up on the wrong platform again. Going the other way. We only have 20 minutes for our connection. We do not have time to make a mistake. So Dharma, in his fluent French, asks five different people, from a teenager through to somebody probably in their 80s, which is the correct platform to go to the northern station in Paris. That's what I understood. So I said, what did they say? And he said, nobody knows. They only live there, you know. And I thought, I don't believe this. We made it. We got on the train and we arrived home, thank God, at 1 o'clock somewhere in the morning, tired and exhausted. But we had a wonderful time, and we thank God for the blessings that we received and the blessings we were able to give and to share. It was a wonderful experience. We look forward to doing it again, really, but next time we'll try and fly. Might be different, you know. Who knows, Bill? Glory to God. But if you travel with me, you're guaranteed an experience of some sort along the way. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah, I mean, Bill and I, we arrived at a railway station in Holland, and we'd just come from the airport, arrived at this railway station, and we got off the platform and came down, and we turned left and we should have turned right. You won't believe it, you know, two exits out of this railway station. We turned left and we should have gone right, and we carried on. We walked and we walked and we walked. And I've got this map. I'm saying, this don't look right. There's something wrong with this map here. I can't work this out. And I can read maps. And after a while, I said, we asked somebody, and she told us we were going in the wrong direction. So we got back to the railway station and went, look at that, stupid. There's another entrance over there. You know, why do you have two exits? You know, I mean, come on, give us a break. So we can have fun. And you rejoice. You just have to just, you don't let it pressurize you. You just, Dharma didn't, he just carried on the phone. Welded to his ear. Glory to Jesus. Yeah, right, yeah. Looked like, I think it was the other way around. I think I was making sure you were okay. Praise his wonderful name. So we had a wonderful time, and it was great. It's a tremendous experience, and we were tired when we got back, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to some degree. God had allowed us to give so much to the people, but it was a precious time. And we look forward to doing more of that. Look forward to the trip to Romania. We've already now collected £100 just on clothing. The clothing that's been given, that's gone on, and we've got £100 for it already. So praise the Lord. And so the finance side is rising for the equipment that we need for the dentistry. And we praise God for that. So those of you that are wanting to go, if you'll see me sometime today, please, and then we can begin to put your names together. And if you want to start saving towards going so you don't have to pay it all at once, then see me, and then we'll arrange something with Ken so that you can prepare. It's a great opportunity. It really is exciting. It's a blessing. They are excited, waiting for us to go. And so we're just trusting God for great things to happen. Praise his wonderful name. Whilst we were breaking bread, the Lord gave me a verse of scripture. And it's from Proverbs 24. And verse 19. Proverbs 24 and verse 19. And it says, "Do not fret yourself because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for there is no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out." That's Proverbs 24 and verses 19 and 20. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. I think some of our problems today is that we focus on that we're living just in the flesh. We're focused on that we're living in the flesh, and we think that, well, how long are we going to live? Some people live till not very old. Just recently, you've all heard Whitney Houston. What was she, 49? 48? That's no age. Died. Fame, fortune, success does not bring peace and satisfaction. Brought pressure, stress. She went on to prescription drugs. Marvelous, isn't it? People think prescription drugs are okay. They're still drugs. They're still killers. But when we cast all our care upon Jesus, you don't need a prescription drug. You just need Jesus. And you'll live long and be satisfied. You'll enjoy life. And you'll live a long, 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 everlasting life. Because I'm going to live forever. Glory to God. Grace has got to put up with me for the rest of eternity. You see, we so think into this 60, 70, 80, maybe 90 years. And we're locked into this. But guess what? I'm going to be around for eternity, Lynn. Sorry, girl, but you know, I'm going to be that irritant that's going to be around for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to be there. Are you?
Yes.
No. I don't hope. I know. I have a sure and certain hope. It's sure. It's not a maybe. It's not a might be. It's a definite, it is. Jolly, you and me's going to be doing things together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe that. You see, what are we going to do in eternity? I believe there are going to be some great mission trips for eternity. There are planets to populate and to bring God's power and blessing over. There are places to go, planets to go on and speak God's life. There's planets to go and create. You see, God caused us to be creative beings. This is going to get you thinking now, Dharma. Amen. Okay, well, whatever. What did she say? Ten out of ten for that one, if he's off the phone long enough. Yeah, glory to Jesus, I like that. Yeah. Glory to Jesus. I don't know where he gets his inspiration from. I know he put me on the spot. Glory to Jesus. But you know, Jesus, when he... Jesus had that creative power of God within him. When he said to the blind man who was born blind from birth... Excuse me, just think about that for a moment in time. Did he actually have any eyes? He'd never seen. Did he have any eyes in the first place? And then Jesus says, let him see. And his eyes are opened. He's given eyes. Eyes are created within that person's head. The leper who has fingers missing, ears missing, part of his face missing. They're incomplete. And Jesus says to him, go and show yourself to the priest. And the 10 lepers, this did not just happen to one. This happened to 10 lepers. And it says, and as they went, they were healed of their leprosy. Fingers, fully hands appeared. The man with the withered hand, you know, it's all withered up and shriveled up. It's a stub. And Jesus says, open your hand. And what happened? The creative power of God is released. And fingers appear where there were stubs. Fingers appear where there were stubs, Graham. Dwell on that word. Dwell on that word. God is a creative God. Jesus came and created life. Peter and Paul going to the gate of Beautiful, to the temple. There's a lame man there, and he's begging for silver. He's looking at the short term part of life. And Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. In strength and limb, he came into his very limbs, into his muscles and his sinews, and he leapt up and began to dance and praise and worship God. That's the creative power of God. That's the God I serve. That's the God who I'm going to serve for all eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and there are a gazillion amount of planets throughout the universe that we know of. And the universe beyond, there are even more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word says you're going to make you ruler over cities. Hey, I tell you, we're going to rule and reign. We're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of all the universe. And His creative power will be available to us. Amen. Absolutely. You're right. That nature, that very being of God, that love of God has to be in us so that we will be good rulers. That we will reign in a good way, and it will not be, and we will not be corrupted by power. Hallelujah. But ultimate love ultimate love. You know, they often talk about ultimate power corrupts, but ultimate love brings to birth peace and perfect justice, life. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. So I'll lift your focus. Glory to God. Don't worry about tomorrow. God's got it all organized. Praise his wonderful name. Live this day to the fullest for God. And let God know that you are living with full energy and power this day. That you're going to live this day with his anointing on you. And you're going to move through this day. And you're going to be an example to the power and the life of a living Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So fret not of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil man, and the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the lamp of the righteous shall burn brightly and brightly throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.